Coaxing the Beast, a story by Jane 33. It seems that my teasing had an effect after all. I wanted to thank you for the advice you gave me. I knew if there was one person who would know how I should best coax the beast out from within my boyfriend, it would be you. I listened to your words of wisdom and I spent the entire day walking around in my smallest bikini. I bent and I teased, positioning my body purposely to give him the best view. I'll be honest and I'll say, I thought you'd given me dud advice, as at the time I didn't even get a flicker of a reaction. I was losing hope, but then, after he'd been in the shower, he joined me on the sofa. The smell of his freshly washed body fueled my desire further. I asked him, "Babes, would you like to tickle my back?" I love having my back tickled. The feeling of the contact of his fingers as they stroke across my skin. Another bonus of asking him meant I could make a show of taking off my t-shirt and bikini top. Slowly, inch by inch, I revealed my body to him. Untying my bikini top, I released my breasts from their restraints. Now, because he's tickled my back a lot, I know what it normally feels like. There's a pattern to his movements. This time, however, his pattern had changed. Instead of stroking my back in the usual manner, his fingers drifted to my sides. He traced down the curve of my waist and over my hips. Before tickling back up, gently, his fingers skimmed across the side of my breasts. This caused a soft giggle to escape my lips. "That's funny. I thought I asked for a back tickle." "Why? Do you want me to stop?" he questioned. "No." My body responded to his touch, swaying softly as his caresses sent feelings of pleasure racing around my body. His hands reached around and massaged my breasts, pulling at my already hard nipples. His rough touch sent a low moan from my lips. I lay down on the sofa, my head resting on his stomach. My hand went to his cock, which I groped through his shorts, feeling his hardness under the delicate touch of my fingers. "I love the feel of your big cock in my hand," I told him. His lust rising, he held his hand tightly against my throat, pinning me so I couldn't move. He pulled and he tweaked my nipples with his free hand, causing moans of pleasure and squeals of pain. "Oh, fuck." Testing my limits, he pulled and squeezed my nipples hard. I urged him on. "Yes." Pulling back against his grasp, I felt the burst of pain that travelled through my body, heating my desire even more. God, just telling you about this is making me wet again. He mauled my breasts with one hand, the other around my throat, yanking my head and pulling me so he could see my face. He liked watching my face, seeing the arousal caused by his touch. I was still groping his cock through his shorts, but I desperately wanted more. I wanted to feel the heat of his skin against mine. He removed his clothing and I pulled the strings of my bikini bottoms and hurriedly ripped them off, leaving us both completely naked. Holding me in position, he teased my cunt, driving me crazy. I was desperately moving my body, trying to get him to enter me. It got to the point that I had to beg. "Oh, fuck. Please. Give it to me, I need it, please." He relented and roughly thrust his fingers in my soaking cunt.
Oh, fuck yeah!
I felt his cock twitch with pleasure in my hand when his fingers found how wet I was. My body would have risen completely off the couch if it had not been for the tight grip of his hand around my throat, pressing hard into the bruises from our last session of fucking. If I thought having his fingers inside me was going to stop the teasing, I was wrong. He held them inside me, my body squirming, trying to get myself off and release that ever-building tension in my body, knowing just a few strokes and I would feel that sweet release. Please! He gave me what I needed, watching my face contort as the immense pleasure washed through me. Pleasure caused by his touch, by his control over my body. I could see his head was glistening and I couldn't resist twisting my head against his grip. Licking his cock, I moaned my pleasure when his salty taste engulfed my tongue. I licked and I kissed his cock. I wanted his cock in my mouth. I needed it. He released my neck so I could turn my head, giving me easier access to lick at his dick. It was oozing with tasty pre-cum. Strings of it stretched from his head to my tongue. I lapped it up. Spreading it across his shaft, I massaged him. Grabbing my hair, he held me by my head so I couldn't move. The fingers of his other hand were still inside my throbbing cunt. I sucked and I licked him, taking him all the way, feeling him slide across my tongue, lips gliding over his shaft. He held me on him before pulling my hair and dragging me from his cock, my face and his cock glistening and all messy. He worked my head, alternating between driving deep and then shallow so my tongue could go to work. I felt like such a dirty fucking slut, being held, unable to do anything, my face being fucked. My hand reached down to my clit and I rubbed furiously. He fucked my face harder. His fingers still inside me, he knew the spot and it wasn't long before he had me writhing and moaning, going crazy as he brought me to orgasm with his touch. I felt so slutty. I came so fucking hard. He brought his fingers roughly from my dripping cunt and stuffed them in my mouth, watching me as I hurriedly cleaned my juices from his fingers. Feeling him thrust his fingers down my throat made me hungry for more. I took his cock once more deep into my throat, sucking him harder. He continued to play with my saturated pussy, spreading my juices over my swollen and sensitive clit. With every circle of his fingers, my body convulsed with the power of the feeling. I thought he was going to come down my throat, but he pulled out and grabbed my legs, getting into position and acting in the most dominant I have ever seen him. He pushed my head against the sofa, gripping me hard by the throat as he thrust his hard cock deep into my cunt.
Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck me.
The feeling of being suddenly stretched caused my cunt to throb around his cock. I felt like he was saying, I'll fucking teach you what happens when you flaunt your body at me. I'll fucking fuck you like the slut you are. Of course, he didn't say any of that, but that's what it felt like, and I fucking loved it. My juices were running freely from my cunt, and he drove hard, making me scream out.
Yeah! Oh, fuck yeah! Fuck me!
I looked up at him, my teeth gritted as he pounded into me, pulling my body into position so that he could drive deeper, causing my eyes to roll back, unable to keep focus. Oh, God, I love getting fucked, being treated like the dirty little slut that I am. I worked as much as I could with my body pinned hard against the sofa, my hand gripped onto the cushions, remotes, lighters flying everywhere, but I didn't give a shit. I was just so lost in the feeling of him using my body.
Fill my tank, fucking slutty cunt!
When I felt him release his load inside me, it made me come out of nowhere. Gripping onto him with my pussy walls as he filled my tight, slutty cunt with his cum. Oh, God, I love that feeling. I never wanted it to end. It's so fucking good. So, I wanted to thank you, my dear friend, for your advice. I hope you enjoyed hearing about it as much as I enjoyed experiencing it.